It's been a strange day, hasn't it? You find some things familiar, and yet somehow different.
For instance, is Wayne Manor in Gotham City? Or somewhere in Surrey?
And is it 1922?
You know, perfectly well it is.
Batman, the English version.
Pardon me for asking, Master Wayne, but are you proposing to appear in public in those garments?
Oh, why, certainly, Alfred. A bit vivid, do you think?
I wasn't concerned with the colour palette of the outfit, sir. My question was more what the ensemble is intended to resemble.
I'll give you a clue, Alfred. It's small and furry.
Would it be a vole of some kind? A stoat, perhaps, or... a weasel?
It's a bat! It's a bally bat! I'm Batman! I should have thought that was obvious even to the least discerning observer.
Very good, sir, if you say so. But I don't recall ever seeing one sporting riding boots, grey woolen tights, swimming drawers, and an opera cloak.
It's not a cloak, don't you know? It represents my wings. I should be striking fear into the hearts of bounders, scoundrels, and ne'er-do-wells by using it to drift mysteriously down from high buildings.
I rather fear, sir, that drift may not adequately describe the nature of your descent from such a height.
I'm thinking of adopting a young boy and taking him around with me everywhere. Got him as a songbird. I haven't decided which one yet.
So, you as Volman...
Batman.
Excuse me, sir. And this young boy attired as, shall we say, a thrush?
Actually, I think I might call the lad Swallow.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I beg of you not to do that, sir. And the pair of you do what, exactly?
Well, I haven't quite worked out all the details. I've been mainly designing my special car.
Special car, sir.
As you can see, it's also shaped like a bat.
I wish I could be more surprised, sir.
Oh, that's just like you, Alfred. Always pouring cold water on perfectly good wheezes.
May I ask what has prompted this extraordinary masquerade of yours?
Well, obviously, my mater and pater were riddled with bullets by a desperate criminal sort when I was but a child.
That is indeed what the note they left you said, sir. However, I am dubious as to the 100% veracity of that missive, since it was mailed from the south of France.